Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
June 6, 1968. There was one less candidate vying to become president of the United States when Robert F. Kennedy was shot at the Ambassador Hotel in L.A. But that didn't make the contest any easier for Hubert Humphrey, former Minneapolis mayor, former U.S. Senator from Minnesota, and current Vice President of the United States and presidential hopeful. Young voters had already written him off for supporting President Lyndon Johnson's escalation of the war in Vietnam. So as Humphrey hit the campaign trail again, he set out to woo those young voters. How was he going to do that? By enlisting Tommy James and the Shondells, a top 40 group known for hits like I Think We're Alone Now and Hanky Panky. The group traveled with the candidate town to town, performing as his opening act, drawing crowds, warming them up. Humphrey, however, would lose the election to Richard Nixon, but gain a footnote in music history when, in December that year, he provided liner notes for the new Tommy James and the Shondells album, Crimson and Clover.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.